It's Morning Edition from NHPR. New Hampshire's medical marijuana program finally got off the ground in April with the opening of the state's first cannabis treatment center. Three of the four state-licensed dispensaries are now operating, and more than 1,100 people with serious illnesses have so far been approved to use the drug. But tens of thousands of residents who suffer from chronic pain, a common medical condition that research shows is often relieved by marijuana, are ineligible for the program. Many observers are asking why, especially as New Hampshire struggles with an opioid epidemic blamed on the use and abuse of prescription painkillers. Digital reporter Brian Walston tried to find the answer, and he is here to talk about his reporting, which you can find, by the way, online at nhpr.org. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Rick.
Brian, so more than 1,100 people are eligible to purchase medical marijuana now in New Hampshire, but start off by telling us how a patient qualifies.
Well, under the law, a physician has to certify in writing that a patient has at least one of 16 so-called qualifying medical conditions. And that list includes diseases like cancer, HIV, and AIDS, as well as chronic illnesses like multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, and Crohn's disease. But it's not enough to have a qualifying condition. Your doctor must also certify that you have a symptom associated with the condition, such as muscle spasms and severe pain. What that means is people who suffer from ailments that are quite common and can be painfully debilitating, like osteoarthritis or fibromyalgia or diabetes-related nerve damage, they aren't eligible for therapeutic cannabis in New Hampshire.
And that's different from most other states that have legalized medical marijuana, isn't it?
Well, in terms of the number of qualifying conditions, New Hampshire's program is actually pretty broad. Some states like Vermont recognize just a handful of illnesses. The difference here is almost everywhere else, patients can buy medical marijuana based on a condition or a symptom. In New Hampshire, you need the condition and a symptom. It's only one word, but it makes a big difference in who can walk into a dispensary to buy cannabis and who can't. So in Vermont, say a person with debilitating pain but no specific condition can get access to medical marijuana, and that's not the case in New Hampshire.
So how many people in New Hampshire are we talking about here?
Well, we already know a lot of people in New Hampshire take opioids for pain relief.
Sure.
We consumed more prescription painkillers per resident than every state but Maine and Delaware in 2012, and 2 years ago, only two states had higher rates of fatal overdose. Some people, of course, manage their pain in different ways. They use yoga, they go to physical and behavioral therapy. But in a lot of cases, the pain that they suffer can't be traced to a specific diagnosis, and it often doesn't respond to other treatments. And there's a lot of evidence that cannabinoids, the active ingredients in marijuana, can reduce pain because researchers have studied the drug's effect on pain more than any other condition or symptom. In fact, there is very little scientific evidence that cannabinoids work as well for most of the 16 qualifying conditions in New Hampshire's law. I mean, if you look at Crohn's disease, the drug's effect is supported by a single clinical trial. People with Lou Gehrig's disease often use marijuana to ease their symptoms, but it hasn't been studied in humans yet.
Okay, you mentioned opioids. Given, you know, what we know marijuana's effects on pain are, does the drug have a role in the state's current crisis?
Well, it's hard to say, but actually some of the most compelling recent studies have examined the association between medical marijuana and opioid use and abuse. One study found that states with cannabis dispensaries, like New Hampshire, have lower rates of admission for opioid addiction treatment and fewer overdose deaths. Another surveyed a few hundred chronic pain patients at a Michigan dispensary and found that they had reduced their prescription painkiller use by an average of 64%. Now, more research is needed to confirm the connection, of course, but one prominent pain specialist, Gilbert Fanciola from Dartmouth, is so hopeful about therapeutic cannabis that he's the chief medical officer for one of the state's nonprofit dispensaries. He says marijuana really works for a lot of his patients.
Digital reporter Brian Walston, you can read his entire story, by the way, right now online at nhpr.org. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Rick.